and welcome to this International Airport Review podcast, which was recorded on location at Future Travel Experience Conference in Long Beach, California, where we caught up with Cole Wolfson, Director of X-Bridge at Pittsburgh International Airport. In this episode, we discussed what attracts companies to come to Pittsburgh's X-Bridge Innovation Facility to test their ideas, and the fascinating projects they are working on, including robotics, carbon net negative technology, and mass spectrometry to test for airborne pathogens for bioterrorism threat detection, a technology that is new to the aviation industry. Remember to subscribe to International Airport Review to be notified of all future podcasts. Cole, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Firstly, could you give us a brief explanation of what X-Bridge is in a nutshell?
Sure. So at X-Bridge, we test technologies and materials for the global aviation industry in order to improve efficiency, quality of services for our passengers, employees, and for our partners.
And how big is the outfit at the moment? How many people have you got working?
We got 2.5 people working on this.
Oh, okay. So, yes.
So, it's a small team, but what we focus kind of very acutely on working with individual companies who are bringing new solutions to the industry. And so, you know, you don't need a big team because you're working with these outside agents and you're kind of just facilitating that work within the airport environment. So although I joke that it's a small team, it's very effective at delivering on what it is we're trying to do.
Fantastic. So how do you look to foster a culture of innovation within your team and also within the wider airport employee landscape?
Sure. So a lot of both companies and then also aviation partners like to work with us for two reasons. One is we move fast, and two is we try not to say no. And when you're talking about fostering innovation, I think those are two of the best things that you can do in order to do so.
So you're not afraid to fail.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, if you move quickly, it means that you try to, you know, avoid any of the roadblocks that could come up just from inertia or anything else. And if you say yes, it's the same thing where you don't put yourself in a position of saying, well, that's different than how we do. We'll do it. Or, oh, maybe that won't work. Instead, we give ourselves, our partners, but also everybody we work with within the airport to fail, because the acknowledgement is that more often than not, you will fail in deploying these projects. But, you know, frankly, you know, it might sound trite, but a failure is not a failure, right? You learn something from those failures. You learn what works, what doesn't, and how to iterate that for the next time that you're trying to deploy something.
Absolutely. That's a really good way to look at it. So how fast can you take the idea from like concept to reality?
Well, so it's always kind of technology and project specific. So what we typically do is we work with a company that has a technology or a product or a service, and they're looking to deploy it into the world. And not just within an aviation environment. You know, more often than not, we are working with companies that are not targeting the aviation environment. But the value that we bring through X-Bridge is saying to these companies, an airport is like a small city. You know, there is every function that you can think of in that operating environment. And so whether you're working in retail or food and bev or logistics or customer service or accessibility or security or sustainability, it all happens in the airport. Mm-hmm. And so we say, the doors are open, come on in. We want you to test and deploy your products and services in our environment. That helps you advance as a company. And what it does is it gives us an opportunity to kick the tires, so to speak, on these technologies, understand what the possibilities might be within our operating environment, and then, in some instances, integrate those into the ongoing operations of the airport.
Now, Pittsburgh is said to be the robotics capital of the world, and you even hosted a summit on this topic in April this year. How are you using robotics, and what potential do you think it holds in the airport space?
Yeah, robotics is massive. And Pittsburgh is one of the homes of robotics globally. It's the birthplace of automation when it comes to robotics. And so it's very much a part of everything that we do here in Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, what we have found is that when it comes to robotic componentry that goes into systems, when it comes to AI and machine learning and automation, these are places where we as a region really shine. And so we're doing two things. One is we are deploying automated robotic solutions through the X-Bridge program throughout the airport. But even more importantly, we're kind of acting as a bridge to our aviation industry partners to be kind of the local eyes on the ground for robotic solutions or robotic components that are being developed that have huge implications for the industry. So it's not just us deploying, it's also us acting as an intermediary between the industry and the robotics technologies that do exist.
Yeah, and I think I saw on your website that you have like a food delivery robot being tested, and also I've seen examples of it at this conference. The real potential of robotics is really exciting in the airport space. What is your most interesting problem that you're working on right now?
Ooh, most interesting problem. Well, they're all very interesting, but they're all very different. It's like asking me to choose my favorite child, right? Because they all bring different things to the table. We've done everything from really kind of forward-looking automation projects where you're really seeing the bleeding edge of what's possible when it comes to computer vision and robotic actuators and all of that kind of stuff. But then we're also going the complete other way, too, where we're working with microbiologist PhDs who have started companies where they're actually deploying algae as a means of oxygenating the air in the airport. And so, you know, it's not so much a specific technology or service that, you know, I consider my favorite. I just get very excited about what it is that we are enabling both for these companies and for the industry in each one of these projects that we work on.
Sounds fantastic. So what innovations are you currently working on at the moment to improve the security side at your airport?
So we're working right now with a great company called BioFlight out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. We met them through our relationship with Anzu Partners, a VC fund that seeded this company. BioFlight uses mass spectrometry to test for airborne pathogens in the air throughout the airport, both currently for bioterrorism threat detection, but it can also be used for anything else, such as, you know, COVID or anything else that's identified. And what's great about this is that how their system works is they take regular samples and they compare it against an ever-growing library of known pathogens. And then based on when they detect something, they have the means of actually either alerting somebody or taking some kind of action that has been determined with the airport. This type of technology in it, this form factor, is kind of brand new to the world, although mass spectrometry has been around for a long time. They've already run some pilots outside of the aviation industry to great success, and we're their first partner within this industry, which is an easy target for them for growth. So we're very excited to see the outcomes of the pilots that we're working on with them and see where other opportunities for them lie in the future.
That is really fascinating, and especially given how, you know, terrorism threats are evolving and bio weapons are becoming a bit more of a concern for the general population, but also airports as well, because they are critical national infrastructure.
And you know what's really interesting about this company is that the leadership team of it has a long background in defense and national security. And so they understand both the threats, they have the technologists who understand the solution, and then they've identified a number of environments, including airports, that could really benefit from this technology. And so when we talk about, you know, exciting projects, you know, one of the ways in which this one I find particularly exciting is helping to enable this very talented group with this very cool technology advance their company and the opportunities for them, because it can have significant ramifications for our industry and how we travel.
Definitely. Which startup are you currently working with that you are most excited about?
There's a really cool startup out of Pittsburgh that we've deployed at the airport right now called Ecotone Renewables. These are some CMU grads who have come up with a contained solution. It's actually in a container in which they anaerobically digest waste material. So, you know, an airport or, you know, convention center, any other kind of big venue generates a significant amount of waste. And not only is there, you know, carbon and methane and other things released from the degradation of that material, but also the energy that goes into trucking it and disposing it and everything else. And so what these guys have done is they've created a containerized robotic anaerobic solution that eats over 500 pounds of food waste a week, actually is able to sort through it to find any non-digestible things such as silverware or glass or whatever. It goes into an anaerobic stomach where it's actually broken down. The methane that is off-gassed is used to power the system. And then out the other end comes something that they call soil sauce, which is a very nutrient-dense fertilizer that can then be used. It is actually a carbon net negative application. So you're actually, you know, reducing the amount of carbon, not even just staying neutral, which is pretty impressive. And the revenue model is great because, you know, they put this on your property, it costs you nothing, but they harvest that soil sauce and they actually sell it to farmers and others. The other thing that's really cool about what they're doing, what they're working on specifically with us at Pitt, is looking at different pure food waste streams. So in some of the past early pilots that they did, they would take all food waste that would come in, digest it, and look at that soil sauce. With us, we've actually identified certain specific pure streams of food waste to see what the implications of that would be for the digester. So for the first unit that we have on property, it eats 500 pounds a week of used Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee. And the soil sauce that comes out of the other end has very different properties than just the normal stuff that they're doing. We're also talking to them about doing a second waste stream where it's just used cooking oil, and possibly a third one where it's mixed refuse. And, you know, so for us, it's very interesting to see the impact that this can have week over week, month over month, when it comes to both carbon emissions, but also waste that's processed on site. And so when you think about the pure waste streams, you know, they've learned a lot about the applications of the waste streams that have helped them go forward. But they've also, you know, speaking of failures, have learned some of the implications of having such a pure waste stream. So, for example, after a couple of weeks of the digester eating nothing but pure ground coffee, it actually got sour stomach, much like people do, and it started to stink. And so we actually then had to work with the operations crews at Pitt in order to neutralize that stink and figure out how something like this could function in this environment without causing those problems, which, you know, would cause complaints. So it's one of these interesting projects where, as the company is working on it, they're understanding what potential ramifications have as you pull different levers. And from our perspective, as we're kicking the tires, we're getting an understanding of, you know, what could potentially go wrong if that's a deal breaker for us, or how to mitigate those things in order to continue working with the company.
That is really fascinating. And it's great to see that you're thinking about circularity within the airport so that nothing goes to waste to landfill, creating more greenhouse gases.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing about both the way that we do these projects and also a company like Ecotone is our pilot is one 20-foot long container that eats 500 pounds a week. That is completely scalable to additional containers to eat additional waste. And so from their perspective, it's great to, you know, kind of dip their toe in the water and see what the applications can be. From our perspective, it's the same. If this is successful, there's no reason why you couldn't scale it up to 2, 4, 8, et cetera, and, you know, manage a significant portion of your waste that way. But, you know, instead of having to dive in and committing to that model from day one, we have this great opportunity through how we run the XBridge program to understand this and then slowly build it or scale it up or pivot as necessary.
So it's literally an out-of-the-box solution, albeit a very long one.
And it's in a box.
So it's not just startups that you're working with either. You've recently announced a partnership with a big name, International Airlines Group, who is the parent company of British Airways. Can you reveal what the focus of this partnership will be?
Sure. So we're working with IAG much in the same way that I've already described to you. I think what IAG has recognized at Pitt and through XBridge is that we work quickly and we say yes to projects with companies that are typically outside of the aviation industry in order to discover new solutions and new applications that can promote the industry. And so in partnership with them, you know, we're kind of opening up our digital Rolodex of possible solutions. We're also looking working with them to identify needs that they have that some of these solutions could actually work for. And then, you know, we are the testing facility for these solutions, both for broader deployment in Pittsburgh or for IAG to consider deploying in other locales around the world.
Fantastic, and congratulations on that partnership.
Thank you.
Now, if you had carte blanche and money was no object, which would be fantastic, which technologies would you be investing in at your airport and why?
So it's not just money, but it's also, you know, the wave the magic wand and change systems in a second, right? I think, you know, the holy grail for all of us is two-sided automation. One is, you know, full automation for the customer-facing experience. We heard some of that in the keynote earlier today, this idea that you walk through the world unmolested and, you know, your needs are taken care of as they come up. And from the actual operational side, the capacity for things to happen autonomously as well. It's interesting because although that is a holy grail, there's some clear issues with it from the workforce side, but also from the implementation side. And, you know, I think where we're headed is a version of that, but in a much more nuanced way in which automation takes care of some of the drudgery, allowing people to form those strong relationships and do those important tasks that will always be necessary. It's a little bit of a pipe dream, but a version of that pipe dream I think we'll be seeing in the next 15, 20 years.
And I mean, the airport sector is one which does look outside itself for inspiration. I mean, at Future Travel Experience here, we've heard from someone from the music industry, which has been really interesting. So I'm just wondering from you, Cole, if there is any particular industry outside the airport sector that you look to for inspiration.
So I don't necessarily look at a specific industry, but I look at industries as a whole and their role within airports. You know, when we heard about the music industry today, to me at least, it was less so about what are they doing that applies to this industry, but rather what are they doing that aligns so well with the industry. And so as I move through the world, literally every industry I come in contact with or experience or product, it's clear that there is a way for that to be integrated into the airport because the airport, again, is like a small city. There's so many functions here. So whether, you know, again, you're looking at retail or concessions or literally anything, there are opportunities within the space. And the more and more that the industry partners with all of these other industries, you know, will create a better airport experience for everybody.
Cole, that was my final question. Thank you so much. It's been really interesting to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this International Airport Review podcast. Remember to subscribe to the magazine and the podcast channel to be notified every time a new episode is posted. Make sure you come back again soon to listen to our next guest.